Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Leo Wells. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Lopat. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Lopat. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Conway. Batting third. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Felix Macchioz. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Les Weber. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Les Weber. And now, play ball. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Case. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a line drive into center field. Macchioz picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Macchioz. Tucker scores. Moses moves to third. Michaels moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses scores. Michaels scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Joe Krakoska is now pitching. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Macchioz. Quell reaches second base with a double. Kennedy moves to third. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krakoskis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is walked intentionally. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Quell scores. Wells moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tucker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Moses strikes out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopat fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krakauskas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wells hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Macioas. Tresh reaches second base with a double. Wells moves to third. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Lopat hits a fly ball into right field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Joe Krakauskas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krakauskas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Macioas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Michaels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-1 in the game. Conway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. QL hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into right field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wells strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Felix Macchioz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macchioz is 0-for-1 in the game. Macchioz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lopat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Conway catches it and throws to first to double up Lopat. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Jordan pinch hits for Joe Krakauskas. Tom Jordan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Gassaway now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Conway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling pinch hits for George Case. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0 for 2 in the game. Conway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Woodling moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wells settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene Woodling now playing left field. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Quell for the out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Wells is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wells is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wells hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Macioas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Macioas is 0 for 2 in the game. Macioas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Tresh hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Conway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lopat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopat is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lopat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Conway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tucker moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gassaway fires to first and picks off Moses. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer pinch hits for Charlie Gassaway. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wells fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodling strikes out. Two outs. Jack Conway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conway is 0-for-3 in the game. Conway hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.